AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. One of the nation's most competitive political battlegrounds is serving as a test for Donald Trump's political sway. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The ex-president has been obsessed with Georgia since its leaders refused to back his baseless 2020 election fraud claims. He handpicked ex-Senator David Perdue to challenge incumbent Brian Kemp for the GOP gubernatorial nomination, and that swayed both Brody Nelson and Pam Leonard to vote for Perdue.
Definitely did.
Absolutely.
But Perdue appears headed for a lopsided loss, with voters like Nathan Johnston backing Kemp.
I felt like he did a good job.
The incumbent also got a boost yesterday at a rally carried on WSB.
Let's give a big Georgia welcome to former Vice President, my friend, Mike Pence.
Who again broke with his ex-running mate in saying it's time for Georgia to look at the future. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump's former White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is in the Republican primary for governor in Arkansas. Alabama is holding regular primaries. Texas has runoffs, and Minnesota has a special election. Police identified a suspect in what they have said was an apparently unprovoked fatal shooting of a passenger aboard a New York City subway train. Andrew Abdullah is wanted in the death of Daniel Enriquez, who was shot late Sunday morning aboard a Q train as it approached a station in Manhattan. The Republican-dominated Indiana legislature is poised to override the Republican governor's veto of a bill banning transgender students from competing in girls' sports. Almost 2 weeks after the death of Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh, a reconstruction by the AP lends support to assertions from both Palestinian authorities and Abu Akleh's colleagues that the bullet that cut her down came from an Israeli gun. This is AP News. In Britain, as bills soar, more people are turning to food banks.
For many struggling families, older people and the homeless, one food hub in East London has been a lifeline. Since the COVID-19 pandemic hit Britain, volunteers have been collecting surplus groceries from stores and distributing them to people who can't afford to buy food. While the virus threat has now faded, the need for food banks in Britain has soared. Skyrocketing energy and food bills are pushing millions into financial hardship. The cost of food and fuel has risen sharply too, with inflation reaching 9% in April, the highest in 40 years. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of America says it has received a $122.6 million donation from Mackenzie Scott. The ex-wife of Amazon's Jeff Bezos has contributed a total of nearly $12.5 billion since 2020 to at least 1,253 nonprofits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.